Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Boy, this doesn't happen very often. We actually have two people on the phone who are two of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and they're calling it together, and I hope that they're going to talk about what I want to learn about, which is the curse, which is not what COVID is, but we'll get to that in a minute. COVID is a curse, though, by the way. Anyway, we want to say hello to our friend Hastings High School Marching Band Director, Mrs. Emily Chandler. And we also want to say hello to our friend, drum major. He's a senior this year, Mr. Jonah Walt. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, gosh, it's so great to chat it up with you. So first of all, before we get going, Mrs. Chandler, you have a new job. Tell us about that, please.
I do. I am one of the band directors at Hastings High School. I'm in charge of the concert band and then teach lessons, the lesson program to other students in the high school band. And I am also the fifth and sixth grade band director at Hastings Middle School.
So it's a positive for you to still be able to build the program, because I know your former job, you were at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and you did such a great job with really getting youngsters at a young age involved in the band program so that they could be in your high school marching band program.
Yes. Yeah, so I love being able to see students from the beginning of their love for band and love for music, and then now to be able to work with students when they're more advanced and more accelerated at the high school program is a thrill. I'm super excited.
And was this the result of a retirement of somebody?
The result of a relocation of, okay. Of somebody that moved out to the East Coast.
Okay, so the good news is you're still in town, it's all good, and you mentioned being able to really see people on both ends, the kids that are just learning, and then to see them become these fine musicians in high school. I know, Jonah, you play the saxophone. Is there a worse instrument when you're trying to learn to listen to? I mean, seriously, the squawking? Jonah, were you a squawker?
I mean, personally, I like to say I wasn't, but
I think the saxophone is up there with the flutophone or a recorder when you're learning how to actually do a wind instrument. But Jonah, you've come a long way, and I've known you a long time, and I could not be more thrilled for you that you were named the drum major of the 2020-21 band. And who would have ever have thought that this was going to be such a crazy year, right?
Seriously, I gotta agree with you right there.
But I know that you still have been working very, very hard, you and the whole band, and we have an opportunity, don't we, to actually come out not only to support the band, but to see the wonderful show that you have been working on, and that is called The Curse. So who wants to tell us about that?
Jonah, I'll let you start this one.
So The Curse, basically, the gist of the show is kind of we're following an adventurer and they somehow awaken a curse and they have to figure out how to solve that and resolve the story. So it's definitely, for me, I'm more of a musical journey person, and you can definitely hear it in the music. I really love how this music tends to go throughout the entire show, but just seeing it all come together between drumline, color guard, and hornline, it's been a complete adventure, and to see the curse come alive and then eventually resolve at the end of the show, obviously, it's just been really fantastic this year.
So the show is going to be on Saturday, September 12th. How do we go about getting tickets, and what does the show or the day look like, please?
Yes, tickets. They're $5 each. We're hosting three shows that day, one at 3:30, one at 6:30, and one at 8 p.m. on Saturday the 12th. And the shows will be about 35 to 40 minutes in length. We are staying COVID safe with our guidelines. We're asking that families are able to sit together, but that they social distance from other families, as well as we are only allowing a maximum of 250 people in the stadium, which is why we're offering three shows to give the audience a chance to come, and if there is rain or the weather is bad, we will reschedule for the following Saturday the 19th.
And is there a way for us to purchase tickets at the door?
There will be if they don't sell out. I know a couple of the shows are very close to selling out all their tickets. So if they don't sell out, we're hoping to have parents sell the tickets outside at practice next Tuesday, the 8th, from 5 to 7 as well, if we still have tickets remaining. But we are trying to avoid waiting in line and, you know, getting groups of people that way. So that's why we're pre-selling our tickets.
The name of your show is The Curse.
Yes.
And did you name that show after COVID-19 came?
No, we named it before COVID-19.
Okay,
what? I know. The initial reaction is a cross between like an Indiana Jones and a Lara Croft Tomb Raider type of theme.
Ooh.
The music is very Egyptian sounding. And so that's where we came up with the curse, you know, with Indiana Jones, you know, lifting up the golden statue and the ball rolling down. So and then the curse happened. So we were going to have a featured soloist, Rebecca Mitchell, which is where the Tomb Raider female heroine pulls into play. She does have a feature role in our ballad, but we were unable to have our full props and our full thematic idea because of the way the season has been. So, but the music is still fabulous.
So again, we have an opportunity to come to the field show. It's going to be on Saturday, September 12th, 3:30, 6:30, and 8 o'clock p.m. And we just can't wait to watch all of the hard work that you've been doing. So let's go back to the spring. Jonah, I'm just going to pretend I'm you. La, la, la. You were just so happy. You were the new drum major. You were so excited. And you were going to go on spring break. And then you thought, oh, I guess we're going to get an extra week off because there's something called COVID. And so you didn't have to go back to school for another week. And then you didn't have to go back to school. And then you didn't have to go back to school. So it's going to be weird for you guys to all be in school again after, what, almost 6 months, 5 months?
Yeah. I'd say it's going to be more of an experiment than going back to school, at least what it feels for me. I'm sure it's much different for other people, but I'm just kind of going with what we have and hoping it works out for as long as it can. Yeah.
Absolutely. So when was the timing of all this? I know marching band certain groups start in the winter, really. And Mrs. Chandler, I know you and your co-directors really work hard putting a show together, you know, practically when you get done in the fall the year before. So walk us through the timing of how this has all impacted you.
Yeah, we had our show music and our licensing purchased before COVID and all of that. So when it came time for the stay at home, we made a choice to do what we could with the limitations that we had. Everybody does the best for their program and their town, and some marching band programs have done like we have, and some put a pause on it until August when they would normally come together in May. And we said, let's do what we can. Let's think positive and go with the notion of we're going to keep doing this, whether it's on Zoom or our small pods, until we can't anymore. And we've had full support from Mike Johnson and Trent Hansen. And I've been in communication with Trent, the athletic director, to make sure what we are able to do with the marching band coincides with what the athletic program is able to do.
So how does it work, and what have you been doing?
Yeah, we did all of our leadership auditions via Zoom, and we were able to do that. And it's not as, you know, it's definitely not the same as in person, but it's something. And we made it work, and we actually started our marching band practices via Zoom. We divvied out different cardio for our section leaders to be able to get a voice and get their niche in our program. And then we were able to get together in pods. So we were in pods of 9 to 1, 9 students to 1 teacher. And so we were in small groups of woodwinds and small groups of brass. The students only came for an hour. And Mr. Wensler and I, we divvied up the students, put some more responsibility on the section leaders, and they rose to the occasion. And then from there, we were able to combine into all of the woodwinds and all of the brass because our pods were 25 or less. Our color guard was separate. Our drum line was separate. And then from there, we were able to rehearse with the full group. Now, we still rehearse outside, so that helps to mitigate the spread. Our students wear masks at our practices. So in transitions, when they're walking, they're masked up just like in athletics. Our drill, our marching formations are socially distant, so we're spread apart there. So we're doing everything we can to keep everybody safe, but to still be able to enjoy the activity that the students and my staff just love.
So I know that most of the parades, probably in the country, but certainly all of your parades were canceled.
Yes.
And when did you find that out? Or did they kind of just fall by the wayside one by one?
They really did just trickle down. The May parades were canceled first, and they did not involve us, but that kept our ear open and alert. And then they really did just trickle one by one. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking for everyone, but my heart goes out to the ninth graders and the seniors. The ninth graders, because they don't have any other experience, this is all they know, and we're trying to deliver the best program we can, but of course we have limitations. And the seniors, with it being their last program, and the same, we want to deliver the best opportunity we can for these kids that know what true marching band really is in the competitive aspect, and it's heartbreaking.
You know, you mentioned the competitive aspect. You are coming off just a banner year. The Hastings High School Marching Band was the state champion in your class last fall, yes, which is incredible. So, you know, you can always take that anywhere, Jonah. I know this year has probably been a disappointment in some ways, but it sounds like we're going to have a great opportunity to see everybody come together on Saturday, September 12th. There are three shows, and we hope that people take advantage of this great opportunity to get out, not only to support the band, but also to see this great band come together in spite of everything, in spite of the curse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jonah, tell us about, from your standpoint, how are things going?
At this point in the season, I'd say things are going as optimistic as we can be, if that makes sense. The other day in a section leader meeting that we had, I believe it was Ethan Burnt, our trumpet section leader, he said it almost feels exactly like a regular season, except for the fact that, oh, we're just kind of spread out a little more and we're all wearing masks. Like, if it weren't for those two things, it would pretty much feel like a regular season. And I think I gotta agree with that. We're really working with what we have, and I'm just absolutely astounded with how the students have been working with it. Our pit is fantastic. Our color guard, they're just doing amazing. Horn line is outstanding. Yeah, I'm just absolutely impressed with what these students are doing and how we're just able to function so well with the current state that the world is in right now.
Well, I think it's a nice tribute to the resiliency of youth of today. I think a lot of times the youth is doing better than parents. Would you agree with that, Mrs. Chandler?
Yes. I mean, I haven't seen the parents too much because we haven't had any chaperone opportunities, which is sad for that team building and camaraderie. But the optimism from these students is unreal. They keep me going, to be honest. You know, I'm a glass half full type person, but it's hard to be that way all the time with all of these changes that we've had to make. And the students, they just come right in and they do their thing. And you can just tell they are so grateful to be there. You know, the first time they probably have done anything physically active was our cardio and conditioning at marching band. And
yep,
the first time they played their instruments in 3 months was at marching band. And I've never seen anyone so happy to jog around the parking lot.
Oh, dear. You know, you mentioned Trent Hansen. We forget what a physical exertion you do when you are marching, and you guys march long ways when you are in parades, and then try doing that in hot clothes, and also try doing that if you are blowing. It's like singing or something and marching. Mm-hmm. It's really a physical thing. So let's get back to the number of kids that you have. Who all is involved this year?
We have 74 students, 9 through 12. They're fantastic. We have a great leadership team, a lot of great ideas that have come out of the leadership group to help keep everybody safe, but keep everyone engaged.
I know that you had had a trip planned to Disney, and that's kind of been postponed a couple times. Where do we stand with that now?
The trip is canceled. We were supposed to go in July, and we made a call early on in May to postpone it. If we would have kept going, thinking we could go to Disney World, we would have not gotten as much money back because the travel agent would have spent that money to book the airlines, and it's just harder to keep that money that the parents have paid. And July 6th on our trip, Disney World wasn't even opened at that time. So that was a good call. We postponed it to MEA, received school board permission, but the middle of July we made that call of, you know, it's not looking like it's going to be any better. Plus, Disney World themselves canceled all performing groups through 2020, so we couldn't have performed at our workshop or marched through Magic Kingdom. Why you're there? You're there to perform. Mm-hmm. So we could not have done that. There were a lot of different changes at Disney World themselves because of COVID, and we just said that's a lot of money to spend when we can't get the full Disney World experience. So we did cancel the trip.
Well, we are going to make the 12th of September as magical as we can for everybody. Saturday, September 12th, come on out to Todd Field, 3:30, 6:30, 8 o'clock shows, and we hope that it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and it's just a great thing that you are still carrying on, and we're so grateful that you took the time to chat it up with us. Jonah, the world, this is just the beginning. The world is going to be just at your feet, my friend, I promise.
Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome. And Mrs. C, this is so darn exciting. You are starting a new adventure as well.
It is. And it's so fun to see the ninth graders and the link crew members walk around during the day the last couple of days and to see everyone in the morning.
I bet.
It's awesome.
And some of these kids you probably haven't seen for a while, and they're like, hey, I know you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm telling you, it's just so great that you are still putting on the curse. And I'm telling you, there's poetic justice in that funny name. That's just so darn funny. We want to thank our guest, Jonah Walt. He's the drum major of the 2020 Marching Band. And we also want to thank Mrs. Emily Chandler, the Hastings High School Marching Band Director. And do get out and see that show September 12th, Saturday. And if you miss getting tickets, you can catch them on Tuesday the 8th from 5 to 7. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 14. 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.